really good. You know, what I was pleased about was that last week on Wednesday we challenged them to be really a competitive environment. This week, another really good practice in that fashion. I think we accomplished a lot. I know we challenged our corners from the previous game about competing more, challenging all the way throughout, and we had some good one-on-one sessions, good session there. So I was pleased with the progress with that. It's good to get Ace back there. You know, I know he was back there getting some punts and at the wide receiver spot. So we'll continue to evaluate him, see how he's doing up until through Friday. Same with Austin Pasteur. He's got most of his cast off now. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how he did see it on tape and how he felt with it. But good progress. So, love the attitude, love the mentality. And I think they tasted, you know, what consistency is. We still haven't had it for 60 minutes, but they're striving for it. So that's where it's at. Overall, if I looked at it, I would say I think our defense line is doing a good job. I think we're getting some pressure. We'd like to have more. I think they're doing a good job with their fits. The linebackers, I think with Puz, he's playing well. And I think the addition of JT getting in there more on base, which he'll get a chance to play more this week, I'm intrigued by that to see how it works out. The secondary, I think Sip is playing good. I think Josh Evans gives us more trust back there. And he's done a nice job. So now it's just challenging everybody to pick it up even more. But, you know, we showed signs of it. We can stop the run. We can, you know, we've addressed that. And we've shown flashes and games where we've done that. Now it's just the consistency. You know, we don't like to do that. Obviously, if a guy's doing well, and we know there's going to be mistakes made. But I think it's that we're at the point now where we're building trust. And that means consistent level of play. And if it's not consistent, then I think they're on alert. They're on alert that it's, you know, but it's not, okay, I missed a tackle here or there, but it's consistently over games. I think they understand, you know, that could take place. Well, his ability to extend the plays, you know, in the pocket, there's a certain way you try to affect him. You know, he's so strong that if you tackle high, you can bounce off. If you tackle low, he can throw, you know, with you hanging on him. He has great pump fakes to get the defensive lineman and leave their feet. There's all these little things that he does to extend the play. It's not just moving out of the pocket. He does it within the pocket. So that's a big challenge. He keeps his vision downfield. Plastering receivers because of the extended time is going to be a big factor for us. When you are a family, sometimes that can happen. But when they understand what you're trying to accomplish and it's about the goal or the objective, and it was really cool. I went back in the plane and there was, you know, 8 or 9 guys hovering over the iPad watching the game and talking through, you know, things with everybody. And I think I've never seen that before with our group. So I think signs like that are really good signs. And I think that, you know, there's a difference between how you call people out. And I think there's a respectful way. But I think it needs to be done and we're learning that.